Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. I've spoken before about the threats that unsafe rail cars carrying flammable Bakken crude oil pose to the Hudson River in communities along its shores. Scenic Hudson and our partners are advocating for a ban on crude shipments in these DOT 111 rail cars, as they're known. But more than 320 of them continue passing through the region every day. So far, we've escaped an explosion or spill like those that have occurred across the U.S., including an accident that killed 47 people in a Canadian town. However, three trains pulling empty DOT 111s have derailed in the Hudson Valley. So each time a new accident occurs here, I hold my breath, expecting the worst. What would happen if one of these rail cars full of Bakken crude went off the tracks in Nyack, Kingston, Catskill, or anywhere along these virtual pipelines? The National Transportation Safety Board offers a dire prediction, which I quote here. The cars, quote, can almost always be expected to breach, making them vulnerable to fire, end quote. This endangers a host of the valley's natural and cultural resources located near the tracks, including 6 drinking water intakes, 69 public schools, 80 medical facilities, 91 parks, and 40 nationally significant fish and wildlife habitats. With so much at stake, Scenic Hudson was disappointed recently when the federal Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration, an entity of the Federal Department of Transportation, released draft recommendations regarding tanker redesign and other measures to reduce these risks. They don't go far enough, fast enough. In formal comments on the regulations that Scenic Hudson submitted with our partner Riverkeeper, we pointed out 4 ways these rules fail to protect Hudson Valley communities. First, despite acknowledging that these DOT 111 rail cars are unsafe, the regulations would very slowly phase out their use for transporting Bakken crude and allow 23,000 of them to remain on the rails for shipping heavy tar sand. Tar sand crude sinks if it spills, making its cleanup nearly impossible. Second, instead of requiring full disclosure of rail traffic information to emergency first responders, the regulations ask the industry if it would prefer to keep this information confidential. Third, the regulations don't require the most protective braking improvements or speed restrictions. In addition, they don't consider limiting the length of trains, which would reduce accidents and impacts of a derailment. Finally, the regulations would allow railroads to keep operating trains carrying 120 cars of Bakken crude oil without having a spill response plan in place. The crude in a train this length, it equals the amount carried by an oil barge or tanker whose spill response plan must be approved by the Coast Guard. The same should apply to the rail cars. As proposed, these rules won't stop the next disaster from occurring. Let's hope it's not in the Hudson Valley. We deserve real protection for our communities and the environment, and we need it now. To make this happen, Scenic Hudson and Riverkeeper have called for the Federal Department of Transportation to issue an emergency order requiring immediate adoption of the most stringent tank car standards, speed regulations, and braking technology in all trains carrying crude. We also urge regulators to designate the Hudson River Valley a highly important natural and cultural resource. Federal recognition has already been provided by Congress, the President, and the United States Environmental Protection Agency, because of the extraordinary natural and cultural resources that we have here. In addition, Scenic Hudson is advocating for rules that would require Bakken crude, which is very volatile, to be processed at its source, making it much less explosive and flammable. Until Washington fulfills its responsibilities to ensure the public safety, the Valley communities remain at grave risk from explosions and spills. We'll be fighting to reduce these risks to ensure our river and valley remain safe and healthy. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.